Welcome to What the World Needs Now. It's our healing day of prayer, and we invite you to join us to call in and give us your prayer requests. God's Word goes forth out into the world and does the work it was sent to do, to bring health and healing, to bring courage and strength when we're struggling. So sit back and enjoy this hour of power, of conversation and prayer.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. I'm Mike Altshuler, along with Dr. Anton Raimondo on the People's Day of Prayer. Anton, are you on?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear. So for this first Friday of the month, which Anton and myself are on, this is really a day where it's People's Day of Prayer. And I wonder, speaking to Maureen, why we haven't been getting a lot of phone calls the last thing, but every Friday isn't just, it used to be the prayer hour, 5 to 6 on Fridays, but we're the only one. So this is your day for listeners to call in, and really we welcome your prayer requests and any comments or anything that you have. And I'll give the phone number to start with, 610-527-2906. So 610-527-2906. We'll start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you on this special day, the first Friday of the month, honoring your Sacred Heart. We pray, Lord Jesus, that your divine love and mercy will spread over the air to our listeners and would fill Anton, myself, with your healing power to touch each of our listeners for those who need any physical, emotional, or spiritual healing. And Jesus, in your name, Jesus, we bind and cast away Satan and any evil spirits along these radio waves or the areas where we both are right now, so that we may be clean and open and free, so that your love and mercy and healing power can touch each one of our listeners. And we thank you in advance, Lord. In your name we pray, amen.
Amen.
So, Anton and I were speaking earlier, and we thought we always like to start with one of the readings, gospel readings. We thought we would do Sunday's gospel reading, which for this Sunday, August 3rd, the first Sunday of August. You want me to read it, Anton, since I'm always asking? You're always doing all the commenting with it. Anton,
yeah, go ahead.
It's a scriptural book of knowledge. So it's your listeners are really, we are all blessed to have you, Anton, and the way you share and can kind of tread through the gospel. So this weekend is a reading from the Gospel of Luke. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me." He replied to him, "Friend, who appointed me as your judge and arbitrator?" Then he said to the crowd, "Take care to guard against all greed, for though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions." Then he told them a parable. There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest. He asked himself, "What shall I do, for I do not have space to store my harvest?" And he said, "This is what I shall do. I shall tear down my barns and build larger ones. There I shall store all my grain and other goods. And I shall say to myself, 'Now as for you, you have so many good things stored up for many years. Rest, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong? Thus will it be for all who store up treasure for themselves, but are not rich in what matters to God.'" The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, I don't think that fellow that asked the question of Jesus was quite ready for that answer, huh?
No. You know, what's amazing what we see with Jesus all the time is he always likes to pose the question to, you know, back to the person to make them think about what they're doing. And it actually puts the person on the defensive, right? And so whether they ask him a question, you know, try to trap him, it's Jesus turns the table and always asks the question. And so, you know, when somebody in the crowd, you know, poses the question to or command to Jesus and say, "Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me," that's when he says, you know, "Friend, you know, who appointed me as your judge and arbitrator?" So it's not that he doesn't want to adjudicate. He wants to point out the higher point here. And also just notice how he used the word, "Who appointed me as your judge?" So it's, he doesn't condemn judging here either. Many times people will take that favorite quote of theirs and say, "Well, Jesus said, you know, not to judge." But then later on, Jesus does say to judge and judge rightly. So, you know, it's not that Jesus is contradicting himself. He's just saying you have to know how to apply when to make a judgment and when not to make a judgment. So you can't make rash judgments or can judge a person going to hell, but you can judge if something is right or wrong. Hmm. And so here, what's wrong about it, because Jesus is, you know, making a judgment in what is right and wrong, is you can see that the person is having presumption. He's presuming upon his own wealth, his own possessions, and what he did, and he didn't realize that all the good that he's ever received was really because of God giving him such gifts and some blessings. And really, the only thing that we could claim that we did on our own is our own sin. You see what I mean? So it's our own sin is what we can claim. So we hear St. Paul in another place would say, you know, we boast of our afflictions, right? Mm-hmm. We can boast of that because, you know, whether those afflictions came to us, you know, as part of our cross or punishment of what we've done.
Right.
You know, it's like these are things here, but you know, we have to just make sure that many of us who are older now, we should have gained some wisdom that we can't take it with us when we die, right? Whatever we have, you know, people are, whether we like it or not, they're eyeing our stuff. You know what I mean? Like when we pass away, you know, somebody's going to be thinking about our house, our car, you know, our possessions that we had, like who's going to get that or how can I get that? They don't. They actually may not even care about you, the person, and they are just interested in what they can inherit or what they can take from you or buy it at real low prices with an estate sale or something like that. Yeah. And so we can't have our dependence on our own possessions. We should actually have more, build our treasures in heaven. And with that said, you know, with this First Friday, I do want to also mention the you know, going to First Friday Mass and going to First Saturday devotions. That's where our treasures lie, to try to get all these graces that God can give us. And he's giving us this opportunity to get to heaven. And consider 100 years ago is the anniversary of the first Saturday request that Our Lady had to Sister Lucia in 1925. So for all of those who are listening right now, we have 5 more Saturdays to get to before the 100-year time is over that we're given here as far as doing 5 first Saturdays. Hmm. And so, you know, it's one I just feel that I just needed to say that and not put our treasures in what we have, but, you know, our treasures is the Lord and his graces.
That's a really good comment. And when Jesus says, "Take care to guard against all greed, for though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions." And I think that's, people can take this wrong. I can imagine people in the pews and all like that, because there's a lot of people kind of like to hoard things, and they can kind of get a little bit it's almost like a phobia where they got to collect stuff and they never want to throw things away. But what Jesus, I think, is saying, if we keep him in the middle of whatever we're doing, so if you're rich, if we're tithing and giving a certain percentage of the income to the poor, or if this fellow would have thought about saying, you know what, I really have an abundant harvest, let me pull 10% of it and give it to the poor in the area, I think that would have been another possession, another perspective that Jesus was looking for, rather than just thinking of oneself and trying to accumulate things without being certainly thankful, but also recycling some of the wealth to do that. And I think that's where it can touch all of us, especially in the this weekend's readings. I'm sure there'll be people squirming in their seats because it's almost like an American thing to try to accumulate things. Some people just get a little out of hand with it, and I guess they lose perspectives. Where is Jesus in all this? I mean, when it comes down to it, what's the greatest treasure? Was it last weekend's gospel reading about the if one finds a treasure and you bury it, you know, it's so precious. And that precious is eternal life. And if we can build on that, the other stuff just kind of, it becomes stuff and not part of controlling what we're trying to do with our lives or how we're thinking about things and all like that. I don't know if that makes sense, what I'm saying.
Great, great point, Mike. Also just, you know, when this also brings to mind, too, that it's a good thing to think about one's own will. You know, knowing that we can't take it with us, to be generous of heart to the church, right, to give them something. Because if it wasn't for our faith in our church, you know, we wouldn't be able to get the sacraments. And also, of course, any donations, any kind of will or kind of have, you know, in his sign Catholic Radio as a benefactor, you know, to keep this mission going so we can get the message of our Lord and our Lady, you know, out there. And again, like this month of August is dedicated to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And so we have this chance here during this month of Immaculate Heart of Mary, to also give of ourselves and give of our, you know, our talent and our treasures, mm-hmm. And so, you know, so we don't waste it, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen to that. Amen to that. And we are given those. I guess the key is if we can all keep our perspective on. Our goal in life is to become saints in heaven, is to attain heaven and those around us, then it keeps us from looking inwardly about what are we accumulating or what are we worried about. We don't have enough money or we don't have enough this or that. And we're looking outward around us and kind of recycling the love God's given for us to look out to others. And I think that's where... it's such a wonderful thing to be filled and understand that love Christ has for us, and then we can recycle it by looking outwards with it and taking it to others rather than not looking inward and thinking about what more can we accumulate or why does this person have more than us or what's going to happen about, you know, I don't have enough, I need a bigger house or whatever it might be. I think the key is keep the eye on the goal on Jesus and keep him in constant communication with us. Allow him to be communicating with us. Allow us to be speaking with our Blessed Mother for guidance and through different things. So
I wanted to also add just there in Matthew, chapter 6. So right after our Lord gives the Our Father, you'll see a few verses down. It's about concerning treasures. It says in verse 19, and this is Matthew chapter 6, it says, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So where's your heart? You know, like, this is the month of the Immaculate Heart. Do we run to our Lady and our Lord? Is that your treasure? Or is it in your money? Is it in your job? Is it in your status? Is it in your second home or your whatever, whatever you look at it to find comfort in? Or is it our Lord and our Lady and the Catholic Church? These are the things we need to think about, right? Right, Mike?
Amen to that. Amen to that. Boy, there's an echo now. I don't know why. But I want to say a prayer for our listeners right now based on it. Dear Lord Jesus, we pray for those who are listening right now, and it could have been any kind of coincidence, whether they turned the radio on or the internet, whatever it might be. We pray that each of your hearts will be transformed into a loving heart, just yearning for that deep, to receive that deep love of Jesus. And we pray, Lord, that these all of our listeners' hearts, those that are have become hardened because of whether it's illnesses or difficult situations or depression or whatever it might be, Lord, we pray in your name, Jesus, that you may touch and heal each of our listeners' hearts so that they may become closer and one with you. And we thank you, Lord, in Christ, your name we pray, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, that was just came of the spur of the moment, listeners, and that's with Anton and myself. This is your really people's day of prayer. So we'll get on with some of the prayer intentions, and I want to repeat the number to our listeners. It's 610-527-2906. So 610-527-2906. In the time, we had a number of callers, with three of them had just listed as, or emailed or whatever, as medical issues. Not specifically, we don't know what they were, but it's Donna, Brian, and Sally. So perhaps we can, you can say some sort of prayer for medical issues, for healing, for Donna, Brian, and Sally.
All right. Well, we thank you, all three of you, Donna, Brian, and Sally, for leaving your intentions here with us. And our Lord already knows what's in your heart and what's in your mind before you even say it or even think it or even like called or just left the message here about your intentions. And so since he is the divine physician, we call upon our Lord through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, also her intercessions too, to help you, all three of you, with your medical conditions, whatever they may be. The Lord knows it. Again, before you even say, and you passed the test already because, you know, he wanted to see that you would exhibit the faith in him, that you would reach out and call or leave a message one way or another with us so we can pray for you. So let's ask our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the divine healer, the divine physician who gives us the sacraments and mercy and forgiveness, and you can heal all, their mind, their body, their soul, for each one of these listeners here, Donna, Brian, and Sally, to help them in their medical conditions, give them the confidence and peace of heart that you are always with them, and that whatever happens to them is through God's will, because it's to help with their sanctification and to help them get to heaven. In your name we pray, amen.
Amen. And we had another prayer request for Melanie, who had a recent biopsy on her throat. She's hoping for a good outcome. So it's Melanie.
All right. Well, thank you, Melanie, for leaving the message there about with your throat. And, you know, some of you may remember, you know, the patron saint there of Saint Blaise, you know, how we get our throat blessed, what is it, on February 2nd. And from the story about how I think there was a child, he was either choking, I don't know if it was a chicken bone or a fish bone that got in there, and he prayed and was able to heal him. And so for you, Melanie, we asked Saint Blaise, and to be able to help you in your throat biopsy, that whatever the diagnosis is, that it would bring you peace of mind, and that we ask God that it would be actually normal, and that everything would be working out fine for his plans for you. If, however, it's abnormal, it doesn't mean he is not with you or your prayers weren't answered. The thing is, when sometimes a person gets a negative result, that negative in the sense that it's bad for the patient, that we always have to put our trust in God, that no matter what happens, that God knows what's best for us, and whatever he gives us is he gives us enough grace to deal with it. So let's ask St. Blaise, and we ask our Lord again to please help Melanie with her throat biopsy, that if it be his will, to let it be normal. And if it's abnormal, to please heal her so she wouldn't suffer much, and that she would be able to live a long life. And we pray this in your name and through your saint, St. Blaise. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Anton. When you were mentioning, Anton, about that, you know, sometimes having a negative result of a biopsy, it's not the end. It can be the beginning of a great healing. And if I'm not mistaken, aren't there like three miracles required for one to become a saint? And usually, typically, the miracles are some type of a healing with that. So all the saints who we hear of nowadays, or the more recent ones, I guess, maybe from the year 1000 on, they had three miracles that occurred after they passed away, and people interceded to them, and they, through their prayers, these people were healed. So the people had to have an illness to be praying to be recovered. So sometimes you can look at it as the other side of the coin, that, well, you might be, many of your listeners are really going through some difficult things, you're praying for intercessions. You might be one of the, another one of the requests for a future saint, or to just reiterate what these saints who've already been known to pray for their intercession has occurred miracles through Jesus Christ, they could be touched also. So that's kind of a neat thing too, isn't it?
Right. And it's actually just, it's really two miracles. The first miracle qualifies them to be called a blessed. And then the second one is the one that would qualify them to be a saint or canonized.
Okay.
So, but yes, they can, they definitely can have more, but it's just at least two.
Okay.
Is what, how it is now. So that just so people would know. And I did, you know, double check that, you know, as far as St. Blaise, you know, it was a boy with a fishbone, and it was on February 3rd. I was confused if it was, you know, February 2nd or February 3rd, the feast day. And, you know, there was a couple other stories, too, just with St. Blaise.
Excuse
me. There was a wolf that...
excuse me, we have a caller.
You know, had stolen, a pig, got a widow's pig, and somehow the woman later on was able to be restored from this. And then, so he also healed animals, too, same place.
That's awesome.
So again, I like what you said.
Anton, we have a caller.
Mike, people who have this negative result for them, for a physician, we would call it, weirdly enough, a positive result. In other words, the test showed positive. There was a positive finding. But to the patient, it would be a negative thing for them to get it.
So gotcha.
The wording can throw people off.
Good point. Good point. We do have a caller on line two. Let me connect the caller. It is Erica. Hello, hello, Erica.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Good, good. You're on with Mike and Anton.
Mike and Anton, how you doing?
We're doing great. We're doing great.
Yes, thank you, Erica.
So you every Thursday and every Friday, Rocky, and I enjoy the show. But that's great.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Is there any prayers you need particular or intercessions?
Just prayer for my family that we would grow stronger in the Lord. And that's it.
Well, that's a great request. That's a great request. Well, keep on the line. And Anton, you want to start out with a prayer?
Sure. Well, thank you so much, Erica, for calling in. We just love having callers, and also just to hear your voice. And can I ask, like, where are you calling from in particular?
I'm calling from Southwest Philadelphia.
Nice.
All right. Thank you so much. Well, again, we are so grateful for your call, and also just how generous you are in your thoughts and prayers for your family. I mean, it's from the heart of a woman, a mother, a wife, whatever state of life you may be. I mean, it just shows you, just like our Blessed Mother, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, she's always concerned for others. In fact, that's how the first miracle was at the wedding feast of Cana, right? So she's at this wedding feast, and she notices the wedding party, the bride and groom, they don't have the wine for all the people there. And remember, their wedding feast was a week long. And so she goes to Jesus with this petition, because she's taking care of others. And because of that, our Lord is prompted to follow her request, even though he said to her, it's not my time, but he bends to her petition. And so let's ask our Blessed Mother. Okay, let's ask our Blessed Mother, especially because also you have the genius of femininity to ask for your family to help them. So let's ask our Lady. Dear Blessed Mother, you love us as your children, and we ask your help and blessings to Erica and her family, that they may increase their faith and love for each other so they can do God's will and love God and love neighbor. Keep them strong and faithful, and keep their health strong so they can accomplish your will on this earth and give you glory. And we praise you, Lord, for our listener, Erica, for her love and her dedication to her family, and for being a devoted listener. And we ask this through Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Erica, is there anything else we can do?
I'll be listening to the show day in and day out.
Thank you.
I appreciate you guys. And tell Kathleen McCarthy that she can give a little shout out to me on Tuesday when she comes on the air at WTMR.
Okay. We will do. Thank you, Erica.
Thank you. You have a great weekend now.
You too. Thank you.
You too. Thank you.
Bye now.
All right.
She sounds like a lovely woman.
Yeah, amen to that. And the perfect timing. We are now, Anton, at the time for the commercial break. So for our listeners, we have some wonderful words concerning the Inner Sign Radio Ministry. We will be right back.
You're listening to In His Sign Catholic Radio, empowered by the Holy Spirit, bringing the fire of God's love to the world. We often think of the scripture where the disciples were walking to Emmaus where they said, "Were not our hearts burning within us as Jesus spoke to us on the road?" As we travel along the road together in our Archdiocese of Philadelphia and Camden Diocese, we thank God for our loyal circle of family and friends. Please consider sponsoring one of our new programs in the name of your parish priest, family member, or friend. It would be a beautiful way of helping us to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Give us a call at 610-527-2906 or visit us on the web at inhissign.com.
Well, we are back after this brief radio announcement. We're back with Mike Altshuler along with Anton Raimondo on this first Friday's People's Day of Prayer. And we welcome any call-ins. We had just had one. Erica was such a nice woman and called a very wonderful prayer request. The phone number is 610-527-2906. So 610-527-2906. Anton, we had another request for Kevin, who's got gallbladder and health issues. So,
emailed. Well, thank you, Kevin, for letting us know of your prayer petition regarding your gallbladder, and then what else he had, Mike?
Other health issues.
Other health issues, yes. So we ask the Lord Jesus Christ and also the saints who are doctors, you know, such as Cosmas and Damian. There were doctors, and also, you know, there are other doctors that we have as far as, surgeons as well. But those two just come to mind right now as far as and St. Luke, of course, in the reading was from St. Luke that we had, or the gospel, that to help Kevin in his issues with his gallbladder, whether he's going to have surgery or not, or that he needs, that to be taken care of medically, and other medical issues that may complicate his life right now. So let's ask the saints, Cosmas and Damian, those doctors, to please help Kevin and his doctors and his healthcare team, who's helping him with his gallbladder, to help resolve this issue. And if he needs surgery for this, that everything will go well without any complications, and any of the medical issues that he's encountering that could possibly complicate things or cause it can be healed. And any other spiritual issues that are causing any issues with his mind, with his emotions, with feeling lonely or guilty in any way that he may feel that he is not shy or just reluctant to share his heart with those who love him, and to make sure that you open your heart and mind to God in the sacrament of confession, and then he can heal you there internally in your spirit, and also to heal your soul. And then you can receive the communion, which also is the medicine of God. It can heal you mind, body, and spirit. So I urge you, Kevin, with our prayer here, to go reach out to the Lord through communion, confession and communion. What better time, because it's first Friday and it's a first Saturday. So we ask this again, St. Cosmas and Damian, to please help Kevin, and our Lord Jesus Christ to bless him and give him confidence and peace of mind. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We had another prayer request for Joe, who has cancer has returned back to him. He was cancer-free for a couple of years, and the cancer has returned. I'm not sure what type of cancer, but that's what that. So, Joe.
Okay, Joe, thank you for leaving your message with us here. I'm sorry to hear that your cancer wasn't in remission or that you didn't have a total healing and that it recurred again. What comes to mind is the way of the cross where Jesus falls three times. Even though he had help at the fifth station with Simon the Cyrene, and he fell a second time and then a third time, even though he had help. And so we ask our Lord Jesus Christ and also Saint Simon, the Cyrenian, who helped Jesus, and that even though Jesus fell, is that Jesus continued on. So my point is Jesus fell twice, even after he had help. And so here you have this recurrence of your cancer. It's as if you fell twice. You're carrying your cross of cancer. You fell twice, not because of your own doing, but because of the evil of the disease and sickness that is plaguing you, and that you are heroically carrying your cross, and you are being helped by Simon the Cyrenian. You are being helped by our Lord with all his grace and his mercy, and you're being helped by your team of doctors and nurses. And so please don't get down on yourself or lose hope or despair that you did nothing wrong and that the doctors did nothing wrong. But our Lord is giving you the honor and chance to also follow his way of the cross and to offer up your sufferings for others and for our Lord. And in turn, he will reward you and help glorify you because of how you are helping our Lord. So let us ask our Lord Jesus Christ and Saint Simon the Cyrenian to please help Joe in dealing with this cancer that has returned, to give him the peace of mind. But most of all, but if it be your will, dear Lord, to please cure Joe of this cancer so he can live long, happy, healthy life. And we pray this in your name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Anton. It was a great intercession for Saint Simon the Cyrenian. And that's the great thought about carrying the crosses and all like that. Sometimes it occurred to me as we're speaking and praying today, that sometimes, and I'm sure there are some of our listeners who have this, where your pain, whether it's from arthritis or back pain or depression, your pain is so debilitating that it's really hard to pray, or you lose track of praying. And you're just thinking about getting through this next hour of pain that you have. And I think more than anything, that's the time when we're going to pray the Holy Spirit to ask Jesus to heal you and verbally ask him. You know, we're praying about, but to verbally ask him to do that. And Antonism, we're talking in. The prayers are coming to me that we ought to say a prayer for our listeners to just kind of walk them through requesting Jesus, each one verbally, to for his healing of whatever this is that's ailing our listeners. And I'm sure there are many who have problems, pains, aches, depression, and they can't, it's almost like they can hardly fend for themselves. But yes. Who better to go to than the master healer, Jesus, our Lord and Savior, huh?
Amen. If I may add, Mike, you know, today's saint, you mentioned about arthritis, and today's saint for August the 1st, if I may, can I share about that, St. Alphonsus?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Yeah, so there's this great saint. He's a bishop and doctor of the church, St. Alphonsus Liguori. So back in the day, you know, I remember I loved used to watching Happy Days. I don't know if you guys used to watch that. Mm-hmm. And there's that character by Henry Winkler called the Fonz, right? Well, yeah. Here's the saint. He's like St. Fonzie, you know, because Fonzie, his name was Alphonse, right? Mm. So here's the saint, St. Alphonsus. So this is St. Fonzie, if you will, St. Fonzie Liguori. Anyway, why I mentioned him, because he's this patron saint, not only of theologians, but, you know, a moral theologian, but really also arthritis. He was the saint that had arthritis so bad that his neck would bend down to the point where when he's walking away from people, people would think that he was headless. So they called him the headless priest. Mm. And so he was in so much pain that the last 9 years of his life, he lived till 91, he couldn't write any more books. He literally wrote like about 63 books in 30 years approximately. And what happened was he would have his arthritis was so bad in his hands and his neck, he would dictate the people to write the books for him, you know. And but he, the last 9 years of his life, he couldn't celebrate Mass, that his neck was bent and his chin was put pressure on his breastbone, on his sternum, that it would have a sore there, and so he couldn't lift up the host. Or even drink of the blood of Christ. So he had to put, he would sit down and use like a straw-like apparatus to drink the blood of Christ because he couldn't, you know, lift the chalice and tilt his head back. But it got to the point he couldn't even do that anymore. So he was still productive and wrote, like I said, 60-something odd books during his, I guess he was like, in his 40s through his 70s, and then he couldn't do so anymore, only because his superior told him to stop writing. That's what stopped him. It wasn't the arthritis stopping him from writing all these books. But so anyone out there who's suffering from arthritis, to ask St. Alphonsus, or St. Fonzie, if you will, for intercession for your pain in your neck, pain in your hands, your wrists, your legs, your knees, and so forth.
Wow, that's super. So how about if we're going to give the ultimate, you're not supposed to do on airtime, but we're going to give a quiet 15 seconds for each of the listeners who are going through these arthritis or different kind of pains, really to particularly pray to St. Fonzie or Alphonsus for to be healed through the healing power of Jesus. So we'll give them 15 seconds, rather, to, I'd like the listeners, when you're home, verbally ask. What does Jesus say? Ask and you may receive, you will receive. Knock and he will answer. Amen. We did the ultimate quiet time, but it was good prayer time. And any of our listeners who were touched, and it really involved you with this arthritis or different kind of pains, call in and just, it's always good to be confirmed what these different promptings that Anton and myself are getting from the Lord about who is to be healed and what each of you are going through. And that's the beauty of this radio ministry, to be able to touch through the airwaves the living love and mercy and healing power of Jesus.
Yes. Also, let me add, too, that if anybody wants to watch this live on Facebook, to go on there on Facebook on In His Sign Catholic Radio. And then also, even after the fact, it's going to be archived. That you, if you missed the show, you can watch it. And then you can make a comment there. You can, you know, put thumbs up that you like it. You can share it with other people. You can make comments and tell us your thoughts. So whether you were on live with us like Erica was, or left a message, or you were just listening a little shy or reluctant to say something, you can drop us a like or put a comment in there in Facebook and let us know. And if there was anything that touched you, even in those few 15 seconds, to please share that in a comment or a like.
What a great idea. And if you would repeat that again, where they go into the
They can go, Facebook? To Facebook. So, Facebook.com. And then just, you can search for In His Sign Catholic Radio. And then you'll see that where, it's live. You can go currently right now. Later on, you can see the older videos there, and you can see what was just posted, and you can rewatch it or listen or watch the first time you'd like it, and make comments even after the fact, and the people will see it.
Well, thank you. It's a great suggestion for our listeners, and there's still about 15 minutes left, so if you wish to call in for any prayer requests or intercessory prayer, it's 610-527-2906. So 610-527-2906. On this first Friday of the month, it's a special day, isn't it?
Yes. One thing, if I can add, since we got a little time,
sure.
Just to add about St. Alphonsus. You know, he had this gift of prophecy and also reading hearts. And what I mean by reading hearts is that without you saying anything, he can tell what's on your heart. And so literally he can foretell the future, but he can also discern any hidden sins or even thoughts during confession. And so this was a gift. It's called cardiognosis. It's like two words, like, you know how you see a heart doctor called a cardiologist, and then and you can get a diagnosis, and so that's the ognosis part. So cardiognosis. This is what Padre Pio had, and this is what St. Alphonsus or St. Fonzie had. He can read hearts. So when I really urge people to go to confession, not to see if the priest has this gift, but the Lord knows your heart. So just get that a weight off your shoulder, off your heart, so you can feel free again. You can be brand new. The Lord says, again, he wants to make your heart brand new. And since this is the feast or the month of the Immaculate Heart, Our Lady also wants to help clean your heart. And you know what? When you clean your heart, it paves the way for what your healing can be, psychologically and also physically.
Amen to that. Can I'd like to mention a story, what you were talking about with that cardio. I never knew the word cardioagnosis.
Cardioagnosis.
So I was attending one of the Man Up Philly conferences, and they have a ton of priests that are always available for confession. And I saw this one priest who I'd known is a very spiritual priest with a lot of gifts, and I saw him walk in this door. Usually they won't put the names, or sometimes they'll put the names, but I thought, this is the one I'm going to go to. You know, I thought I had it all figured out. So I go into this, I'm waiting in line for a while, and it was my turn to walk in. I walk in the door, and it wasn't that priest. And I thought, maybe I should be saying confession, because I'm disappointed that the priest that I wanted to go to confession to, this wasn't the priest. So I regrouped myself, and I started with my confession. And I would start with a sentence, and this priest would finish it. And the first time it happened, I thought, I was daydreaming, maybe it happened. And it happened again, and it was like speaking the most smooth thoughts. It's coming, and this person's kind of finishing the thing out. And it happened like three or four times. And I left that confession really peaceful, and I saw that. And as a matter of fact, I remember they did have the priest's name. And so I thought, well, I got to remember this priest's name. That was the strangest thing I ever had. It was so smooth, and it was almost like he could read my thoughts and heart. So I went back and realized, I looked at the program, and this priest was one of the priests that was in the program. And one of his gifts is the ability to read hearts. So
wow.
Here I am figuring in my humanness, I'm going to figure out this is the best priest to go to, this guy that I know is very gifted, and I'm going to go to him. I go in there, and my first thought was, I can't believe I'm stuck with this guy. This isn't the priest I wanted. And then here I am. God had the best surprise ever for me. I thought I had figured it out, but God had a better plan. And it's a true story, and remarkably, I think this priest has passed away since then, but I thought that was amazing. But for anyone who, if you're being open in confession, it really goes smooth with a priest that can read your heart. If you're holding back on things, you probably wouldn't be the best priest to go. But it was so smooth and peaceful, and I was humbled because I thought God always has plans for each of us. So each of you listeners, it's usually nice to go to a priest who you know is a good confessor, but sometimes you're going to be just surprised going with another priest you're unknown about, and God has the best surprises because he's concerned with each of our souls, and each of us are so important to him. So if it can happen to me, it can happen to any of our listeners, right?
For sure. Amen. Well, great story there. Yeah, because St. Alphonsus, he had that gift, but also the saint of the day coming up this Monday, too, which is St. John Vianney. His other name is the curé, or, the curator of Ars, the one who takes care of the city of Ars. But he also had that same ability of reading one's heart, reading one's soul, called cardioagnosis. And so that's amazing. You experienced that, Mike. That's amazing. Do you remember the priest's name or no?
Yeah, I do. Father Hampsch?
Or something. Oh, right. Yes, of course.
Well, I did not know it. And lo and behold, the Lord had a plan for me. And he kind of...
He's a charismatic.
He humbled me a little bit, too, because I'm not going to try to figure out things that I know best, what's good for my soul, where the Lord does. We did have a caller while we were speaking named Lauren. And she called and left a message to help with her to surrender to the Lord. So we need a good, strong prayer and intercessor for that. So Lauren is her name, and she wants to pray for help with her, to help her to surrender to the Lord. It's a great request.
Right. Yes, thank you, Lauren, for calling and leaving your message. Just you are an answer to prayer and also proof of faith, because it says somewhere from one of the saints that the way to prove that your prayer works is that you have petitions to offer our Lord. So by the fact that you're petitioning, you're making a request, is the proof of the power of your prayer, because you're acting on this desire. So your desire for surrendering to the Lord is in itself an answer to your prayer. I don't know if I'm confusing you or not, but the fact that you took the action to listen to the show, to call in, to make your request to surrender to the Lord is already an answer to your prayer, and guess what? He's going to reward you even more.
Amen.
That's the beauty of it.
Amen.
Because whether you took 15 seconds to make this request, or called in like Lauren, this is the reward that God is going to rain down even more blessings. So let's ask also the friend and of Padre Pio. His name is
Father Rotundo, I think that's his name, that it's a famous prayer, is the surrender prayer. I don't know if you're aware of that, to look that up. And it basically says, I surrender myself to you, take care of everything. You know, you surrender your heart to Jesus. I surrender myself to you, Jesus, you know, take care of everything. Jesus, I surrender myself to you, take care of everything. We ask you, our Lord Jesus Christ, to help Lauren to just have that abandon of heart, mind, body, and soul, to just throw herself, leap her heart, mind, body, and soul into yours, and that he will catch you, Lauren, and he will embrace you and to hug you and to give you that comfort and peace, like a baby in mommy's arms or daddy's arms, that you feel secure, that everything will be all right because you are in Abba Father's arms, that he will take care of you. And it's only because you surrendered to him. We also ask Saint Therese, the little flower, who used the same ploy of putting her arms up to the Lord. And just like a child, a little baby, a little toddler may raise his or her arms up to the parent, and they have no problem at all. In fact, they're so attracted to lift up the person because they lifted up their arms outstretched in surrender to take me. So we ask you, Lord Jesus, to take Lauren, because she wants to surrender everything to you, Lord Jesus Christ, and bring her peace and harmony and health and happiness here on earth, so she can also be with you in heaven whenever you call her. And we ask this in your name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Anton, and thank you, Lauren, for calling. And for listeners, you know, when you're doing these prayers, open your hand. You know, certainly we pray a lot of times our hands clenched or together, but if you open your palms up to the Lord, it's another surrender, because when you're surrendering, you're not clenching your fists in, but you're opening your hands up, Lord, and say, take me, Lord. I surrender you. I give you my heart. Fill my heart. Guide me. I've tried to do this myself. I can't do it myself. I need your love and your mercy. And Jesus, I am sure, wishes all of us to pray that way all the time. So, Lauren, thanks for that prayer request. And Anton, you did such a great job reciting that prayer. But that's really what the mercy of God is, the mercy of Jesus, the mercy of the Holy Spirit, right?
Yes, I wanted to correct myself, though. I mispronounced the last name. The last name is Ruotolo. So it's the full name is Don Delindo Ruotolo, and he was a friend and contemporary of Padre Pio, and Padre Pio called him a saint. I mean, Padre Pio himself called Don Delindo a saint, and that the whole of paradise was in his soul. So pray that prayer, you know, that Jesus take care of everything. You know, I surrender myself to you, take care of everything. And so, again, I love that, Lauren, you showed a lot of spiritual maturity to make that special request.
Amen.
That's huge.
Amen to that. Well, Anton, thank you once again for being on the air with me and praying with our listeners. And we thank our Lord Jesus for just being who you are, Lord. We only have about 10 seconds to go, so we thank all your listeners for listening, and may God bless you abundantly. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Thanks a lot. Thanks, Anton.
God bless.